We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're chatting here with the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. The Veterans Day Parade, we're kind of getting a big preview of that. They're going to have their first meeting of the year coming up next month, Wednesday, March 13th at the Manhattan Chamber. I'm going to talk a little bit more with Mike Kearns here about the day of activities. What all can people expect this year?
On Veterans Day, when we hold all of this, it starts with a biscuits and gravy breakfast at the American Legion, which is open to the public. Veterans eat free, and it's minimal cost to everybody else. The Knights of Columbus 4th Degree team actually cooks that breakfast and puts it together and does the legwork on that. After the breakfast, the big activities down at the marshalling area, which is traditionally and will probably continue to be on the southeast parking lot of the mall. And it spreads over into the central parking lot, too, when we get everybody there. The activity starts there about 5 o'clock in the morning. The KSU Army ROTC detachment will come on down. Those youngsters actually are the ones that greet people coming into the marshalling area and get them into their assigned slot, because everybody has a slot. Because up at the reviewing stand, which is at City Hall, we have an announcer, and the announcer calls out what is now coming up in front of the reviewing stand, what organization. Then the parade kicks off. It goes down Points Avenue from the mall to basically the City Hall, City Park area. After the parade, we have an indoor ceremony in City Hall. It's open to the public. It's broadcast over KMAN. And there we have awards for essay contest. We have awards for poster contest. We have a youth group singing at the affair. We'll have a guest speaker. Then after that, the day's pretty much done, although the Legion usually has at evening a meal for veterans out at the Legion. That's the day. So it's a fun-filled day. Points is traditionally lined on both sides, all the way from the mall up to City Hall with people. We'll get American flags, which we use donated money to buy, little ones that you can hold. We hand them out along Points Avenue and in the marshalling area to people. So that's kind of the day.
All right. Chuck, tell us a little bit more how people can join and be a part of the parade.
Well, one of the things we do is let everyone know electronically. We've tried to move to where we'll send them out an email with the application enclosed. That'll be for the people that have participated in the parade in the past. People can contact us by email or download an entry form and send it in the old-fashioned way with a stamp, and that can be found at our website at flinthillsveterans.com. Just send that in. We try and get people lined up. As you probably understand, organizing a parade, because motorcycle groups don't want to be next to another motorcycle group, don't want to be next to a band, and we want to showcase everybody. So we try and arrange and organize everybody so the parade is something that everybody, including the participants, can really enjoy. Two things, too, I also wanted to mention is Jerry Hutchinson is our narrator, has been for the past couple of years, and has done a great job for us, and that we are working at trying to warm up the grandstand for the dignitaries.
Yeah, we worked really hard on that. We bought blankets. We've now got coffee at City Hall for the people sitting up on the review stand. It was pretty cold 2 years ago.
Yeah. Had a couple of calls, and the first one you're going to really like. How can someone help with your finances?
Well, I also work at the Chamber of Commerce. I work at the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. I'm the military liaison. You can call the Chamber of Commerce and ask for Janet Nichols, and I can get finances and help you if you're interested in donating to the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition, and get you in contact with our treasurer and our fundraising chair. We are happy anytime anyone wants to help in any way. So donations are welcome, and I'm thinking the easiest way is to try to get a hold of me at the chamber. Again, Janet Nichols at the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, and we're pretty easy to find. Or my email is janet@manhattan.org.
See how easy that is?
Simple.
I knew you'd be excited to answer that question.
Of course.
The second question is, when do you members of the coalition meet? Because there's a lot of planning. And we had a caller ask about that. Sounds like they may be interested in joining.
Absolutely. We meet the second Wednesday of the month from March through November. And then probably in October, we start meeting twice a month. But our first meeting of the year for 2019 is Wednesday, March 13th. It's at 9:30 in the morning, and it's at the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. So we'll be there in about, gosh, in a 2-3 weeks. It's not too far off. So it happens this year. It's falling during spring break, I realize that. But you know, I've got kids in school, and I'll be there. So,
that's, not everybody has a spring break to revolve around.
I know. Well, the bulk of our committee doesn't. So I get it, and that's fine. But it is March 13th, 9:30 in the morning at the Chamber of Commerce in Manhattan.
All right. And, of course, donations can help fund scholarships. Dave, you want to chat a little bit more about that?
Sure. We started probably 6-7 years ago offering a scholarship to a veteran for the spring and fall semesters at K-State. And then it's kind of expanded from there. In the last couple of years, we've included the Technical College and the Christian College, and we also give a scholarship to the Global Campus. But all these scholarships go to veterans to help them get their education. We try to do reach out to veterans because that's what we're all about. And so we enjoy doing that. And go ahead, Mike.
One more thing. A little confusion here. I'm confused, but that's normal. I want to point out, as we're getting towards the end here, the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition is not an all-male organization. Mm-hmm. We welcome ladies in the organization. Janet, who's been speaking this morning, is our president. Vice president right now is a lady. Past president is a lady. Treasurer is a lady. It's good to have women in the organization. They're veterans. They're relatives of veterans. They bring a perspective that is needed for a cohesive, unified organization. So if you're sitting out there and you're thinking, gee, maybe do I want to get into this, get into it. It's a good organization. You'll have a ball.
Absolutely. Well, again, the first meeting Wednesday, March 13th, 9:30 at the Manhattan Chamber. If you missed any of that, we'll have this podcasted here soon on our website as well. Thank you guys for being here. It's a great organization, the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. And again, the Veterans Day Parade happening on Veterans Day this November.
All right, Brandon, thank you much. Thanks to the veterans crew and folks from VFW and the Air Civil Air Patrol, too, for In Focus. Blueville's Horticulture Hints, Derek is in the studio coming up next. Then it's Rush Limbaugh. We've got K-State baseball this afternoon. Have a great weekend.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too. Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN.